Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. Today we're talking to Ryan Taylor about the Coalition to Preserve American Jobs. If you have not gotten your employee tax retention credit yet, you might want to watch this show. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. And we are talking today with Ryan Taylor, who is the CEO of 440 Strategies in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Ryan, or I should say good afternoon to you.
Oh, good morning to you. How are you? Thanks for having
me on. I'm
good,
thanks. Oh, well, thank you. So tell us a little bit about 440 Strategies first. We can kind of understand who Ryan Taylor is.
Yeah, well, in this capacity, I'm the official spokesman for the Coalition to Preserve American Jobs. And that is the primary purpose of my job right now is to amplify and raise awareness about this issue with the employment tax credit and how the IRS is unilaterally halting legitimate claims and putting a moratorium on new claims coming in. And prioritizing some less legitimate claims instead of letting those ones languish.
So I probably should have told you I was the NFIB state director in Nevada for 10 years. So defending small business, fighting for small business has been my mantra for a long time. So I'm really glad to see that there's a group out there who's trying to help these companies get the employee tax retention credit that they deserve. So tell us a little bit about the employee retention tax credit, kind of how it came about and what was its purpose during COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, the ERC came about during Hurricane Katrina, right after the hurricane hit the Southeast. Congress enacted it to enable small businesses, particularly job creators who are driving the American economy to keep their employees on the payroll. And that they have used it a couple of times over the past few decades. And of course, when the pandemic hit in 2020, they initiated this tax credit in addition to the payroll protection program. I think that gets a lot of the attention. What we're trying to do is let job creators know that this support is also out there and to get the IRS to lift this moratorium, like I mentioned before, that's unilaterally being imposed by the IRS, everyone's favorite federal agency, of course, in against the way the law was actually written.
Well, the Congress supported, in the Inflation Reduction Act, which is an oxymoron, they supported 80,000 new positions at the IRS. So you would think there'd be more IRS agents working to help these small businesses get the funding back out into the community that they deserve this funding. They applied for this program. I know specifically Reno Little Theater in Reno and Grace Church in Reno are both still waiting on their employment retention tax credit. So these people did the right thing. They kept their employees on, they paid them, and now the government essentially owes them this money that they promised them. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct. This is a promise made by the government and by Congress, and the IRS needs to fulfill that obligation. You have a situation where you have a 180,000 to 300,000. The IRS doesn't give us the exact data, so this is an estimated guess, and these businesses are legitimate, low risk claims out there that, you know, they're waiting for this money to come in the door. They've made financial calculations about this money coming in, not just to keep their doors open, but many of them are having to stall their plans to expand their business, hire new employees, upgrade their facility, or buy new equipment. So the trickle-down effect on this, too, is actually pretty enormous.
So what's the delay? Why isn't the IRS getting these credits back out to businesses?
Yeah, something that defies logic. I mean, certainly every government program has some waste, fraud, and abuse, and it's something the coalition completely understands, and we want to root that out. But what is difficult to understand is the prioritization of the IRS to deny fraudulent claims and let the real claims of actual job creators in this country and thousands of them in Nevada languish. It defies logic.
So they put a moratorium in place, so they're not processing these credits back because they felt there was too much fraud?
They felt it was too much fraud, and it's not. They are doing some claims, but at the rate of 1,000 to 2,000 a week. And of course, if you do the math, that's about 8 to 10 years that it will take the agency to actually fulfill the obligation of getting the support to these legitimate low-risk claims.
And there's roughly, I think, 1.4 million claims that have yet to be processed. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
across
right.
The country.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got
several thousand
exactly.
In Nevada, I'm sure. Yeah, we actually, the head of the Farm Bureau here just did an interview with a local radio station about this issue. So it impacts ranchers and farmers and small, I'm a small business owner, I get this. So why are they, I read a quote from the former IRS director that said something about, yeah, there might be fraud, but it's so minimal. They've already looked at the minimal impact that fraud has had that you shouldn't be delaying the legitimate claims just because you're so worried about the fraud. And I know, I mean, Medicare fraud is big and Medicaid fraud is big. All this is big when you have big government doing programs. But this seems like a fairly streamlined system. I mean, you have to be an active employee, employer with employees. You have to show that you've got the credit. You show that you've got the payroll. I don't understand what the challenge is here.
Yeah, and neither do we. And I think that's really the purpose of what the coalition is trying to bring attention to the American people, that the IRS is sitting on its hands, that with hundreds of thousands of legitimate claims, job creators who need the money that they were promised, that look, they kept their employees on in one of the most difficult economic crises in the last century. And the least the IRS can do is give them the money that has already been allocated and sitting in a pot ready to go out.
And this is, okay, the COVID was 2020. We're now in 2024. And you're talking about people possibly not getting funding until 2028.
Right.
And if this, I always hear from our legislators and congressional members, small business is the backbone of the American economy. We have to do everything to help small business. And yet here's the IRS going, yeah, well, we don't really care about small business, apparently.
Yeah, it's a very curious political and policy decision on their behalf. I can also tell you that Congress is starting to get involved here. You've got Senator Tuberville and a congressman from New York who have sent letters into the IRS asking One, why is the moratorium in place still? In fact, they've extended it. It started in September, and then they just extended it not too long ago. And you know, we're hopeful that with conversations like these, where your listeners will start contacting, you know, your members of Congress too, Senator Cortez Masto, for instance, where, you know, these businesses, they are our neighbors, they are our friends, our family members, and we have really got to stick together and get this accomplished.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and talk about more about how people can get a little more engaged. So we'll be right back after this.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad, and I'm talking to Ryan Taylor, the CEO of 440 Strategies, and we're talking about the Employee Retention Tax Credit. So how is, a lot of businesses haven't gotten these, 1.4 million businesses haven't gotten this tax credit. How is that impacting some of them?
Well, look, there's a recent survey that was conducted that found that 70% of small businesses in this country right now they're facing a cash crunch. They have 4 months or less of operating cash on hand. And that's got to be terrifying for a small business owner. And not just, we've talked about the impact of not being able to have the certainty whether to expand their business, hire new people. But you know, a lot of these places are counting on these dollars to come back in so that they can, one, fill the cash void, fill the gap here, but really start to look forward in their business in these communities. And you know, for many, I'm from out west as well. I know what Nevadans, you know, where you live, long roads, small towns, many of them, of course, you know, Las Vegas and Reno, a little bit different than that, but in many of your communities, you may have one or two businesses that specialize in a particular area. And if that business goes out, you've got a situation where many of the people in that community have to drive 30, 40, maybe more miles to get the same kind of service they were getting before. So this is, you know, very important, especially for rural areas.
Well, as a small business owner myself, the labor shortage is still tough. Supply chain issues are still there. Inflation, high interest rates. There are so many things that are impacting small business. And it's just like, it's just another notch in the belt of tightening. And yet it's like, at some point I'm just going to explode because I cannot afford to continue on. I mean, I know that for months we would put money into our own business. We were not making money on our own business. I don't think a lot of people understand the challenges of running a small business. But in this atmosphere right now, it's even harder when even though COVID's over, it really isn't. There's this lingering effect. And this is just one of them.
Yeah. Well, you hit the nail on the head right there. Thank God the pandemic is over, but the economic recovery for many of these job creators is not complete yet. And we need to make sure that they aren't left behind.
Yeah. So part of the, there's a low risk part of ERCs, and kind of explain what is the low risk and how the IRS should probably be handling those, I guess, a little quicker, a little better.
Yeah. It's actually the IRS's own definition of low risk, which means when the claim came in, there were no red flags about that particular claim's eligibility in terms of size of the company, whether they were able to, prove that their employees were held on through COVID and so forth. So it makes no sense then, by the IRS's own definition of what a low risk claim looks like, why they can't just go ahead and process this. The IRS has a workforce of 78,000 people strong. Certainly they can find some time and a little elbow grease and get these funds out to these people.
So I hear even today, hey, if you kept your employees on through the recession, you can apply for this credit. So can people still apply for the employee retention credit?
You can't. So the IRS is not taking in new claims, but the way the law is situated and the way the law is written, rather, is that small businesses should have until April 30 of 2025 to submit these claims. And that's a 5-year window, something that we believe that, as Coalition to Preserve America Jobs is an appropriate timeline. But the IRS has got to get off their butt and start doing the work, frankly, to get rid of the backlog and allow these new claims to come in and be processed.
So some of these, I want to call them they're like little feeders. Like they're feeding all this, they're telling small businesses apply here and then that goes to the IRS. Is that part of the problem? They think that some of those are going to be fraudulent? I mean, is that where most of the fraud seems to be happening?
It's very possible. I can't speak to that specifically, but what I do know is that there are hundreds of thousands of very legitimate claims just sitting in limbo.
Yeah. Well, I hope that, are they threatening to cut that 2025 deadline off prematurely, do you think?
I mean, if they do, it would be actually against the law as Congress had written and it was signed into law. So if they were to take any action like that, we would forcefully disagree and get a lot of congressional allies, I think, that who would also agree with us.
Okay, well, good. At least one thing is in law and it's certain. That's a good thing.
That's right. Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and 7 brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Friendly.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
It's one of the oldest scams in Vegas. Make them think one thing and pull off another. Meet Sam Brown, or as Republicans call him, Scam Brown. Brown created a special fundraising committee he said would be used to elect Republicans. But instead, Brown pocketed money for his own campaign. In fact, fewer than 2% went to helping other candidates. Sam Brown, can't trust him to be for you. WinScented is responsible for the content of this ad.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking with Ryan Taylor, the CEO of 440 Strategies, and we're talking about the Employee Retention Tax Credit. So, Ryan, this is depressing, gotta tell you. So is there something, as a small business owner, and as just as any small business owner in Nevada, what should we be doing? How can we essentially push the IRS to give us back the funding that we deserve?
Yeah, deserve, and taxpayers have already paid for. It's just sitting in that pot. I would highly encourage your audience to reach out to your members of Congress, including Senator Cortez Masto, to help to urge them to weigh in with the IRS and find out what it is the holdup. Certainly, I think having that kind of congressional spotlight on the IRS will shining a little transparency on this, hopefully will disinfect it a bit and get the process moving.
Well, the IRS commissioner has been in front of Congress recently, hasn't he? And did he get grilled?
Yes and no. But I think, you know, we need a continued campaign and support from members of Congress, especially in the Senate and the House. Well, that is Congress, Senate, and the House. I misspoke. To really weigh in here, that's really what it's going to take is a good shove from Congress to get the IRS to work.
And do you think that I'm hearing rumors that that Congress could stop funding this program as well, whether it's before 2025 or could they change the law or could they sunset this program?
They could change the law, certainly. No rumors like that have been floated in terms of Congress taking action there. But I mean, the program ends early next spring, and so sunsetting it any earlier seems ridiculous, frankly, especially when they've been sitting on 6 to 9 months worth of this moratorium where they're not taking in any new claims. And so they just got to get to work.
Yeah. So what is the total dollar value? If it's 1.4 million claims, do we know how much funding is supposed to be going back to these businesses?
Yeah, it should in the billions. Certainly.
It's in the billions. Okay.
Yeah. But this money has already been allocated, already been authorized and appropriated. So this isn't new funding coming out. This pot has already been taken care of and paid for.
Well, again, the people I've talked to about this issue, one church actually got it back. Their pastor was a CPA, and he said, I followed up with the IRS. I was on them every day calling them. So it seems like the more aggressive people are the ones that actually got their funding back. The other ones that kind of stood back and said, well, I'll just wait for the government to do its job. They're the ones that are going to be waiting for 8 years. And these are small businesses. And like you said, we need certainty when it comes to running a small business. We need to know what our funding is and what our the accounts receivable are and all that. And this is just really kind of throwing a big linchpin into the operation of some businesses. And there's big businesses too, I'm sure, that are impacted.
Yeah, and frankly, this is why the Coalition to Preserve American Jobs exists, is to help those businesses who either don't have the time to fight with the IRS about their claim, which is probably the vast majority of them. It's difficult to run a small business, as you well know. That's why we exist, is to help advocate on their behalf to let the funds out.
So can people learn more about this? Do you have a website that they could go to?
We do. It's ERC Saves Jobs. And I highly encourage your audience to check us out, learn more information, learn how you can take action in terms of contacting your local congressional delegation, senators, to weigh in here and help our families and our friends and our neighbors get the support that they were actually promised.
Okay, that's great. So I'm going to take a little break from that and talk to you about just good old inside DC baseball politics. I've been a K Street person, as they call it, a lobbyist in Washington. What is kind of the vibe right now in DC with this change from Biden into Harris? And kind of, I mean, that's never, well, it's only happened once before in my memory of Lyndon B. Johnson not running again. So how is that kind of being accepted in the DC world?
For I can't speak truly for the Democrats, but I believe that, you know, they believe they have some momentum, some energy behind them, especially after a quite enthused Trump convention in Milwaukee a couple weeks ago. Most people here in Washington, it's like whipsaw back and forth. And it is a pretty surreal summer in terms of the amount and enormity of the news coming out from each camp. It seems like every single day. So it's going to be a very wild, what we got, 98 days to go, 97, something like that. It's going to be a wild 3 months.
Is there any number running on if Kamala is actually going to be the candidate or somebody else is going to be the candidate? I don't know where the Las Vegas sports books are on this.
Neither do I, but I would say that she seems to be cinching it up pretty quickly, and having a lot of the Democratic establishment, particularly, starting to rally behind her.
Well, it'll be an interesting election year. It will be.
Always is.
That's right. Well, thank you, Ryan, for joining us today. We will again. That's ERC Saves Jobs. All right. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We'll be right back after this.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamer.
Thank you for watching and listening to Newsmakers. You can watch us anytime at NevadaNewsmakers.com.